It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic. When I can, I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Each and every Monday is $9 Monday at both wagertalk.com and sportsmemo.com when all daily picks packages are priced at only $9, including 5% best bets normally priced at $35. As an added bonus, any picks packages loaded early for overnight Tuesday or action during the week will also be priced at $9 until midnight on Monday. So make sure to take advantage of getting these $25 and $35 picks for only $9 before the clock strikes 12 and they return to regular price.
Good morning, guys, and welcome in here to Wager Talk TV. This is Puck Time. I am Andrew, and I have Carmine Bianco and Brian Leonard with me here today. It was an action-packed weekend here in the NHL, a pretty low-volume weekend for me. I had two plays. I had Dallas-Calgary over and Vegas minus 1.5. So low-volume working for me. I'll probably be sticking with that moving forward, especially with me being away right now in Orlando. Nice to get away from the great white north and in the cold and kind of hang out in some warm weather. And it was great to see Tony Mejia. And I have to thank Kelly in Vegas and the Wager Talk team for hooking it up with some great tickets to March Madness. Getting to see Tennessee and Duke was an amazing, amazing experience. First time for me seeing a March Madness game like that. But we do have a smaller slate in the NHL today, but still some good games to go over here, Carm. We have the Senators, Penguins, Panthers, Red Wings, Sharks, Oilers, and Flames taking on the red hot LA Kings. Carm, how was your weekend, man?
It was good. Sort of non-eventful. Hockey wise, 16-4 the last 4 days, really heating it up. My Saturday NHL really helped me out because I had a horrible Saturday soccer day. And then I went to watch the Toronto FC game. They get their first win of the year and I froze. It was so cold that my legs froze standing up. I didn't sit down the whole game. I was literally jumping up and down. People near me thought I was like really into the game. I was trying to circulate the blood in this 54-year-old body of mine. But a good weekend overall, profitable Friday, Saturday, Sunday for the three all-access package guys. That Vegas game was really enjoyable. And 6-60, man. We finally had a very good 6-60. It started with that early game. We finally beat the Detroit Red Wings in Little Caesars. They've ruined so many plays for me in Little Caesars, but we got that money back and that was a good 6-60. So I will snag a name out of our chat today, add it to some of the packages I'm going to be sending out today or tomorrow to get some a t-shirt or two. And there's a guy who messaged, who commented on the 6-60 video that's up on Wager Talk TV, Dane, I think it was Dane Stanton. And I've said to him, send a message over to, because he had won a t-shirt earlier and is waiting for it. I can't really send it to someone I don't know their address. So hit our Twitter account, PuckTime WT, and I will get that one out to you, Dane. But Bri, you're back from spring training, man. I don't think you had to worry about freezing like I did on Saturday. How you doing, man?
Now I'm doing well. Two good things. Number one, I didn't freeze. And number two, I didn't have to pay to stand up to watch a soccer game. I would rather be at the bar, to be totally honest with you. But yeah, I got to baseball season's right around the corner. Got to check out the spring training games. Hadn't been able to go over the last couple of years because of the COVID situation. But it was nice to get back into the routine and got a nice old sunburn because of it.
Sunburn is never a good thing, but it also means you're outside and enjoying the sun and having a good time there, Brian. So that's awesome. I think it's amazing. And you know, Brian, I'm a Blue Jays fan, and the Blue Jays are actually playing the Detroit Tigers about 40 minutes from where I'm staying right now. And I was really tempted to do it, but in our first day, we saw two basketball games, a soccer game. The Knicks are playing the Magic on Thursday. There's so many things going on. And I looked at my girlfriend and said, hey, look, you know, I didn't make this trip and plan this trip for it to be a sports trip, you know. And, you know, you guys know me. Anyone knows me. I would probably go to a game every day if I could. But we probably should spend some time at the resort we paid for and not just keep leaving it. So there'll be lots of Blue Jays games to watch. And hopefully I'll get to go see one when I visit Carmen in a few weeks because I'll be there for the home opener. So that'll be lots of fun. But great to see you, Brian, and happy to have you here on a Monday, not just your regular Thursday spot. So look forward to breaking down these games. And guys, let's start things off with our first one here, Ottawa and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh minus 165, Ottawa plus 140. Total at 6.5, very heavily shaded towards the over at minus 135. Funny thing here, guys, we kind of have two different trends. We have the Pittsburgh Penguins, total's gone under in 4 of their last 5. But for Ottawa, total has gone over in 5 of their last 6. Now, the reason why the total hasn't been going over at all for Pittsburgh, it's not because they haven't been having great defense, guys. It's because their offense has not been there whatsoever. This Pittsburgh team is having a really rough go right now. I mean, let's put it this way. They had a game go under the other day or a push when they lost 6-0. You know, that does not mean that, hey, this team is playing good defense. It means that their offense is just not showing up right now. Pretty much against good teams, this team just can't seem to win. But as far as the Ottawa Senators are concerned, they had a really good push. I was making jokes to you, Carm, saying the Ottawa Senators are going to the playoffs. They're going to play the Boston Bruins. And, you know, they had that West Coast road trip. All of a sudden, their playoff hopes died really quick. You know, they've lost 5 straight games here. But you know where I'm looking in this game, Carm? You know what kind of stuck out to me? What was taking a look at the team total for the Ottawa Senators. I mean, let me pull up the live number, because when I looked at this, I thought to myself, we have the minus 165 home favorites here for Pittsburgh. They're dying for a bounce back spot. They're dying to get it together here. But when I look at this team, they're giving up goals. And if you can give me Ottawa at a really good price, even like a plus price for over 3.5 goals, I'll probably take that and not even worry about what Pittsburgh does in this game. I can count on Pittsburgh's defense to be very sloppy, and that's kind of where I want to go. I feel like the Pittsburgh team is going to be a really heavily bet team today. It's a big spot for them. They should bounce back, all this and that. But to be honest with you, I don't love that minus 165. So I'll go with the team total over for the Ottawa Senators. What do you have for us here, Carm?
Yeah, and you look at this, it screams over, and I think it's going to go over. But sometimes you just don't get the production from the players, and you look at it. A lot of people like the Anaheim-Vancouver game to go over yesterday, and it just didn't get there. It just looked like two teams going through the motions, and that was with Dalia in net instead of Demko. Demko's playing very, very well for Vancouver late. But you look at it, Pittsburgh's the only team right now in a playoff position that has a negative goal differential. They're at 223 and 226 allowed, and they're doing everything to miss the playoffs. We talked about it, and I said it, the Pittsburgh Penguins coming up to the trade deadline needed to get a goalie just in case their goalies fall apart, because you don't want to go into the playoffs with Tristan Jarry, who we just don't know you're going to get out of him. He was injured. They had the problems last year in the playoffs with goaltending injuries, and then you've got Casey DeSmith as your backup. So it is one of those things, and you look at it. Jarry has allowed 16 goals in his last 3 games. They're just not playing defense in front of him. He's been pulled in 3 of his last 6 starts. He's been pulled from the game. That can't be great for a goaltender's confidence. When I talk about the over here, you know, I like it because of the fact that if it's Sogard in net for Ottawa tonight, and that's one of the things where this play is based on, also on Sogard being in goal. His last six starts, he's allowed four or more goals. He's had 10 starts this year. Nine of the games have gone over the total with Sogard in goal. And the one game that didn't go over the total is because the Senators couldn't score. They lost 5-0 against the Chicago Blackhawks. So there's only one way for me to look at this, and it's likely betting the total. I'm going to look at the first period total, and I know the 1.5 is going to be juiced, but I will look for the two in this game, and because you'll probably get the two at plus money, and I'm good with a push and not laying 180 in juice on a total of 1.5 for the first period over. But the Pens are doing everything they can to miss the playoffs. The Islanders are doing enough that they're holding on to their spot, and they've kept the Florida Panthers in the playoff race. The Panthers are now 1 point back of Pittsburgh for that final playoff spot. Washington's still 5 points off. I just don't see, you guys know I have futures on Pittsburgh and Washington to both miss the playoffs. At least one of them is going to do it, because I don't see the Islanders relenting and dropping a bunch of games. So I'm leaning over in this one. Brian, what are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, my first thought was the 165 that Andrew talked about. You got two teams struggling right now in the last few games, so they're all hungry for a victory. But Ottawa's been one of those teams that we thought was making that big comeback, as Andrew talked about, and that has ended. So you don't know what kind of efforts you're going to get out of them. From a Pittsburgh standpoint, they come in here having lost the three in a row. You mentioned the 16 goals they allowed. After they play Ottawa here, they got to go on the road and play Colorado and Dallas. So the last thing they want to do is lose four straight games and then have to play Colorado and Dallas on the road. So I expect a really good effort out of Pittsburgh here. And Buster talks a lot about history. And one of the things that, if you're a history buff, you like Pittsburgh here. Pittsburgh's 19-4-5. Overall against Ottawa, 13-0-1 at home. So they have had Ottawa's number at home. I know the line's a little high here, more than what we would expect. But I think Pittsburgh, knowing that they have dominated this team at home, knowing they have to get this victory before they go on the road to play Colorado and Dallas, I would expect a good effort here out of Pittsburgh. I would like to play the Pittsburgh over, but if you take a look at their last two games, they get two goals combined against the Rangers. Did get the four against Montreal, but they give up six. So they're not playing very well offensively, but I think this is the game that they come out and get that victory. I'd be more willing to lay it than take it in this one.
It's hard to argue there, Brian. And like you said, things are just falling apart for the Ottawa Senators right now. A good example is that game they had against Toronto over the weekend. They still put up a good fight, a good effort there. The star players played well, and you still fall in a shootout. I know a shootout is still 1 point, but no matter what, really, they can't seem to find themselves with that W next to their name right now, no matter what type of game they're involved in. And Pittsburgh, they're desperate right now, so it should be a great one. Brian, I'm going to go right to you for our second game of the day here to break down. We have the Florida Panthers in Detroit taking on the Red Wings here. Florida minus 185, Detroit plus 155, total 6.5. Anybody interested in the puck lines, minus 1.5 is plus 135, plus 1.5 is minus 160. As you mentioned, I mean, this kind of opens things up right now with Pittsburgh, the way they're playing, they're sliding. Florida is almost, you know, it's like that gif you see going around Twitter when the Undertaker from wrestling comes out of the casket. They're waking up, you know, they're saying, you know what? I'm still in this race. That's how the Florida Panthers feel. And as much as I've said, they might not make the playoffs this year. I feel like you're almost at a grocery store and Pittsburgh is opening the door for Florida. They're standing there saying, come on in. Do you think this is a good spot here for Florida to get the job done?
It's interesting that we're talking about this game. I was in spring training, so I didn't get a chance to watch the games. What do you guys think of the Florida-Montreal game the other day? 10 goals scored in the first. Did you address that on the show?
Yeah, I had the under in that game.
I'm not even joking. Listen, Brian, he didn't address it because he took Friday off after winning his 5% play on Thursday. So I had to deal with everyone in our comment section about it. And then even after the video was posted later, they all went after Andrew. I'm like, and it's people who don't normally post in our live comments. I know a lot of the names. I know a lot of the things. So we have a very good Puck Time community. And I replied to a couple of them and says, like, you know, don't troll the thing. And they're like, oh, we're not trolling. I go, well, my best bet on the show won, and there's no mention of it from you. So if you're only talking about the losses, then you might be trolling a bit. Yeah. But I don't need the accolades. I do this because I enjoy it. So let's get back to this, Andrew. Sorry, I kind of hijacked this.
Crazy game, though, Brian. It was a crazy game.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm sorry. I wouldn't have mentioned it if I'd have known that you had a play on it. But yeah, I just couldn't believe that 9-5 final. But 10. I've never seen in the short time I've been handicapping the NHL 10 goals in one period. That was pretty weird. But another situation here for the Florida side is it's the 20th of the month, and this is the first time they've left home all month long. They've been able to take advantage of a nice home streak here. They did lose to Nashville and they lost to Winnipeg. But other than that, they've won every other game. Both of those games that they lost were by one goal. So they've had a chance to make up some ground here with a long homestand. But now they got to go on the road for the first time all year. So the scheduling situation is good for them because they're very healthy in that regard, going on the road. And they're playing this Detroit team who, at one point, it looked like Detroit was really thinking they were going to make the playoffs. They were going to be a team that was going to surprise a lot of people. But they struggled a little bit as of late. You know, lose to Nashville 2-1. Colorado blows them out at home the other day. So they get a chance to make up for it here. But this is the first of a back-to-back. They play at St. Louis on the 21st, which is tomorrow. Then they come back home and play St. Louis on the 23rd. So I would have liked to have played Detroit here, but I can't do it. I can't lay this number with Florida. 5-1 run heading into this game, but Florida's team last year was so much better than this team this year. I think they're a fringe playoff team. They get knocked out in the first round if they do make it, but the line's too high for me to back Florida here, and I really don't want to play Detroit, so I'll be sitting this one out.
Karim, what do you think here? Two teams seem to be going in opposite directions. And Stevie Y, we've talked about him. Of course, everybody should know him in the world of hockey. But GM right now of the Red Wings, he traded away some key assets, some key players, I should say, to acquire some picks at the deadline. And it seems like ever since that trade deadline happened, Detroit's kind of gone in a different direction. What do you think here? And have you been betting against this Red Wings team?
I have. You know, listen, they're, I always talk about they play well at home, but listen, right now, overall, they're like 2-8 their last 10, and they've fallen off. You always wonder about wanting to go against a team that does play well at home for the most part, but if you look at them, they're 17-17 on the season. It's not a great record, but it's a 500 record for a team who's not in a playoff spot right now. And you look at some of the scalps that they've claimed at home in their last 10, and they beat the Bruins, they beat the Rangers, they beat Vancouver, they beat Calgary. So there's some games there. But the problem is those wins came at a time in which they were making that run, and there were only two points out of a playoff spot. This 2-8 run for them has obviously taken them out of that. So you wonder. You wonder just how motivated they are each and every night because they're playing out the rest of the season. They know they're not going to make the playoffs. And now you have a Florida team coming in who's playing well. So it's almost like the lines are crossing on that grid of one team's on the downward trend, one team's on the upward trend, and you sort of wipe out that home ice as being a favorable one for Detroit. You know, when we look at Florida and we talk about like laying the number, and Brian talks about, you know, not really wanting to lay the number with Florida, I get it as far as this year to last year. Last year, they were the President's Trophy winners. And what's the difference this year? Record-wise, they're 14-20 on the road. This is why they're struggling to make the playoffs, although only a point back. But The upside of that is they're 5-3-2, their last 10 games on the road. They are playing markedly better. And this is one of the reasons why they're now starting to collect wins, not only at home, but on the road, and making that push and watching the teams in front of them, like the Pittsburgh Penguins, falter. And if they get in, it's because the Penguins and their lack of defense has kept them out of the playoffs. So I think Florida eventually steals that eighth spot. I don't think Pittsburgh makes the playoffs unless they somehow find a magic formula for playing defense. I like Florida here. You can take them in regulation time. The regulation time ones are always a bit of a risk, but if you don't mind laying the juice and you can find a better price on Florida in that 175, 180 range, I would take them.
I'm with you, Carm. I'm really looking at this Pittsburgh Penguins team and thinking there's no way they can change their bad habits overnight right now. There really isn't. I mean, this is it. You know, there's 3 weeks left in the season, something like that, 2 weeks, and they just, their defense is so bad. Florida playing really well right now. And guys, this is an old-fashioned ride the hot, fade the cold situation. Detroit has won 2 games in their last 11. We have a Florida Panthers team, 7-2-1, their last 10. Florida has scored 23 goals in their last 5 games. Detroit has scored 13 goals in their last 5 games. And Matthew Tkachuk playing really well, earning his value, earning his money on this team. There were some people saying, you know what, was this trade even a good idea for picking him up? I think I was one of those people, honestly. And here he is, you know, doing really well over the last few games for this club. The offense is coming together. Bobrovsky's playing some pretty good hockey. But this is the thing. When Detroit's defense wasn't very strong, at least their offense was always there to have their back. You trade away some key players. You trade away Bertuzzi. And all of a sudden, there's just a lot fewer of options for them as far as their goal-scoring ability. So there's all kinds of numbers we could break down here. But when I checked, I saw minus 115 for the regulation. This is the play I like here on this game. For the show, and I think it's a strong one here, looking at a hot team playing really well, scoring right now against the Red Wings team that is just struggling. Could it be a flat spot? Maybe, but I still think that every game matters to this Panthers team right now, and they've got too many goal scorers for the Red Wings to handle, in my opinion. So give me the Panthers in regulation at minus 115.
Yeah, Andrew, you know what? And you talk about like the flat spot thing. At this point in the season, for teams vying for a playoff spot, I don't think they're afforded. I don't think they can afford a flat spot. I think Florida knows what's ahead of them. I think every game, they're going to be motivated to win every game. And when we talk about teams who aren't motivated, maybe that is Detroit. All you have to do is watch the game. And I'm never going to compare the Anaheim Ducks to the Detroit Red Wings because Detroit is a far better team. But watch the Anaheim game yesterday and look at their stars and how they played. Troy Terry was almost non-existent. He comes over the blue line, and he just gets checked off the puck. Zegras tries to go around the guy. The guy puts his glove in his chest, and Zegras just gives up. He literally just stands there as the guy takes the puck and goes the other way. These are guys playing out the rest of their season. They just and I'm not saying that the same thing is going to happen with Detroit tonight, but you look at even a guy like, Larkin. We know he was pissed when they traded away his buddy, Bertuzzi. They just haven't been the same maybe since that trade deadline, like you mentioned. They're playing out the season. They're still going to be competitive, but you just have to wonder when, if Florida can roll out 3 or 4 lines where every line is playing and Detroit doesn't do the same because some guys are taking a shift off. That sometimes is the difference between winning and losing a game.
And it's definitely that time of year to try and find these teams to back and find these teams to fade. You have to imagine some of those players on the Ducks that you mentioned, they're already planning their summers. They're planning their vacation. They're planning what they're going to do. They know they're done. We saw that with the Columbus Blue Jackets over the weekend. I mean, they lose bad to the Anaheim Ducks and then even worse to the Vegas Golden Knights. Let's keep this going here, Carr. I'm going to go to you with the Calgary Flames, Los Angeles Kings. Kings playing really well right now. But they are without a player that I think goes really under the radar, does not get talked about enough, and that's Kevin Fiala. Missing him, it definitely is huge for them, but they still are a pretty deep team, in my opinion. We're seeing a pick in this game here, minus 110 across the board, total at 6. What do you have for us in this one, Carm?
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, it's a tough one. You know, I mean, I looked at the opener and wanted to see if there was some movement. It looked like initially the first movement was on the Kings. It's pretty much remained the same. Nothing's really happened on this one. I'm kind of leaning the under here. I just think these teams, I'm not sure, you know, they're both playing playoff hockey right now. Obviously, the Flames are playing playoff hockey to try and get into the playoffs, whereas the Kings are playing playoff hockey to try and win their division in that number one seed. If you look at the West is absolutely unbelievable as far as standings wise. I'm just bringing it up here right now. You have got six teams within 6 points of each other, numbers one through six. It's unbelievable. The Golden Knights at 92, the Kings at 90. They're essentially 2 points out of the lead in the Western Conference and the Pacific as well, too. It's going to come down to the wire in that one. It's the Kings off a loss. You look at their last 10 at home, Andrew, and I think they've gone 8-0-2. Two regulation losses, and one of them was in their last game. I love teams that are playing well at home to bounce back off a loss. You don't see the Kings regularly lose two in a row at home, and I get that Flames are pushing for a playoff spot, but I also know that the Flames are pushing for a playoff spot, but this is also a Flames team that has a road record of 15-21. This is one of the reasons, much like we talked about Florida, why they are battling for a wild card spot instead of comfortably in the playoffs. So I'm going to take the Kings here, even with Fiala out of the lineup. I still like the Kings here. Brian, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I really don't understand this line. I know that Fiala's out, but Calgary's already proved all season long that they're not as good as what everybody thought they were going to be. They come into this game, they're 4-8 their last 12 games. This is the first of a back-to-back. They played Anaheim, the team that you just spoke about a couple of minutes ago. So you would figure they'd give a good effort tonight, and then they could cruise and get that victory over Anaheim. I'm not even sure they can even beat Anaheim at this point. Not a team I'm looking to put my money on. Don't understand why the line is so short here. The Kings are right in it for first place with the Golden Knights. I believe they're 2 points behind at this point. And you mentioned they've been very good at home all season long. They've only played one road game all month, so they're in really good shape in that regard. They're should be very healthy for this game and primed for it. And you know, after this game, they've got the next 4 days off before they play Winnipeg. So this is the game they want. They just suffered that loss. They've been very good off of losses. You're getting them in a real strong home court here or home ice. This one will probably end up making my card today. I just can't understand why Calgary is in a pickup situation. It was very similar to just the other day when Calgary went into Vegas, and it was Vegas's first game home after a long road trip. We already know about that, but that's not the same setting here with the Kings. So we're getting a line very similar to that one on a team that's, you know, rested and playing at home. Yeah, they beat Vegas, but Vegas was a no-show. They even talked about it last night. The announcers were talking about they were so embarrassed about the way they played in that game, so you knew they were going to come back with a good effort yesterday, and they did. I think the Kings are clearly the right side in this game, and it'll be on my card tonight.
You know, Brian, I know that you do a lot of these the advanced metrics and the numbers and things like that. It's a really good example here with this Calgary Flames team, because I started looking at a lot of this stuff as well this year with my handicapping, but I realized more than any other league, right? Like NBA, you can look at shot quality. You can look at, you know, amount of, you know, get a team getting out rebounded, or you can look at the MLB, right? Different scenarios, right? Runners on and all that, just like simple things like that. But with the Calgary Flames, if you are somebody that's simply betting based on metrics, they're a team that you probably would bet a lot. You know, like they get lots of shots. They create lots of chances. They do better a lot better than what the scoreboard actually says. But when it comes down to it, those players, the coaching staff, the GMs, the owner of the team, they don't care about the expected goals. They want some real goals. And that's not really happening for the Calgary Flames. So whenever I look at this Flames team, no matter if they're involved in a high-scoring game or a low-scoring game, all these fancy numbers and the websites tell me that the Flames deserved a better result. But as you've said, that's been the story of their team all season long, that they've deserved better, and yet they haven't been able to get it. So a big thing for me in this game, guys, was looking at that game that Calgary played against Dallas. And if the Calgary Flames score 5 goals and don't win a game, that's a major, major issue. You know, like, they're a team that should be able to win games if they score 4 goals. You know, sometimes last year they would score 3 goals and win games. Now they score 5 goals and can't even win a game. Jason Robertson gets a hat trick there for Dallas. So, yeah, I think that you guys talk about the price on this one, minus 110. Is that an overreaction to Kevin Fiala not playing in the game? I'm not sure, but you guys know, anybody that watches Puck Time, I like the LA Kings because I think they're a deep roster, not because they have one player. Kevin Fiala is underrated, like I said, but I'll go with the LA Kings side here, and I might go with the Kings in the first period, actually, to get off to a really good start here at home. But as I mentioned, this Flames team, their numbers and expected goals and all that stuff are just a lot better than what they actually have been playing like. And the season's almost over. It's time for us to stop thinking that things might change with this Flames team and understand that they just aren't what we think they are, especially defensively. Now, I did mess things up in the order, and I apologize to my co-hosts here. Now we'll get to the last game, which was supposed to be our last game to break down. The Edmonton Oilers playing host to the San Jose Sharks. You know, we go from a minus 110, minus 110 to this game here, Brian, with minus 330 with the Edmonton Oilers here. San Jose plus 265, total at 7. How do you handle this game here, Brian? And what do you see for us in this one with a price like this? Do you see anything on the underdog you can bet for us in this one, or do you like the favorite?
Well, this is going to be my best bet, so I'll be pretty brief here. This is a game, if you're looking to play Edmonton, you're looking to play the better team against a team that you think has given up. I don't think the players in the league give up. I think they continue to play for their next contracts. But Edmonton's a situation right now, they're playing very well. But San Jose's lost 6 straight games. Your common sense would say that Edmonton wins this game. I've got some stats. I'll use that for my best bet. But I like to play teams that, if you were to say, what's the one team you don't want every single day on the card, I would say that you win money off of those teams because everybody's afraid to play them. And that would be San Jose here. I'll get to San Jose somehow, and I'll get to that in my best bet segment.
Absolutely love to hear it. Brian, looking at a way to bet this big underdog here. And as we all know, Edmonton, they're kind of known for some of these spots where they might not show up against an opponent like the San Jose Sharks. What do you have for us in this one, Carmine?
I think they're playing too well not to show up, but we'll see how that game goes. They're scoring goals and they're dragging themselves up the standings. Maybe not dragging themselves. They're taking leaps and bounds, moving up the standings, and still have a shot at the Pacific. They're going to play the Vegas Golden Knights. It'll be back-to-back for the back-to-back games for the Vegas Golden Knights against Edmonton. But for Edmonton, they've got a game in between those two games against Vegas, and that's going to go a long way to deciding who wins that Pacific. No disrespect, of course, to the LA Kings. But the Oilers got a very good schedule, and this is a game where they can't afford to drop the points. And it's another one where you look at the San Jose Sharks, and you look at obviously the money line, you can't take Edmonton, but you look at the Sharks. Of their last 15 losses, 11 of them have been by 2-plus goals. Now, if you don't want to take the puck line, you could actually look at the Edmonton team total. When you look at the team total, if you look at Kapo Kakkonen for the Sharks, if he's in goal tonight, he has lost 9 straight games. You look at his last 5 games, and He's allowed four or more goals in each of those games and five or more goals in three of those five games. The games in which he allowed four goals were against New York Islanders and the St. Louis Blues, not teams with an offense anywhere close to the Edmonton Oilers. It doesn't bode well. The Oilers team total here, Andrew, is 4.5 minus 110. I say they score five tonight. I think they score five tonight. I think at the minimum they could score five tonight against this Sharks team, who's playing out the rest of their season and probably looking for that number one pick overall in the standings, or the best percentage for that number one pick. Give me the team total over 4.5 here for the Edmonton Oilers, minus 110.
Well, that's a great way to turn a price like that on the money line. Heavy, heavy price there into a great number there. So great stuff, Carm, looking at the team total for the Edmonton Oilers. Guys, I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm just going to look at a player prop for this one. Thomas Hertl, over 2.5 shots on goal. As much as some of these shots on goal that are heavily juiced have been cashing for me, they can hurt your bankroll if you have an off night or two. So I'm trying to manage the bankroll with these shots on goal props, doing some assists and points and different things like that. This one is plus 110. We've seen him cash this in four of his last five games. And as much as this Edmonton team is a pretty good team, guys, they still rank 20th in the whole league as far as shots on goal allowed. And, you know, we always talk about these bad teams. Somebody has to do something for them. I've talked about it with Columbus. I've talked about it with Anaheim. Even if a team gets blown out and loses the game, I mean, somebody has to get shots. And I'm thinking at plus 110, getting a guy that's hit this number in four of his last five games, Thomas Hertl, is a good guy to look at today. Over 2.5 shots on goal. That's what I have here in this one. Carm, is there any player props that stick out to you on this one, or that you were diving into before I jump into the buy and sell? I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot, but it's crazy to look at this game and think a minus 330. Obviously, you're looking at the team total. I think Drysdale's been playing really well. A lot of guys down the list, really, for Edmonton you can look at. You know, it's just to me, when I look at this game, there were so many heavily juiced guys that I was looking at Hertl, but before I jump into the buy and sell, anything that you saw?
Yeah, it's tough because you look at the guys and there's just so many big prices on the Oilers, and it's because of where the line is right now, north of minus 300. So they're going to, if they're figuring it's going to be a slanted score line for the Edmonton Oilers, then obviously the shot props are going to get there, so they're going to make you pay for it. Zach Hyman is like $1.75, minus 175. I can't play that for over 2.5 shots. McDavid's lower, but that's because it's 3.5 shots on goal, minus 130. And again, the fear with a lot of these player props in games like this, the 3.5s, Andrew, is if they're up, hypothetically, if they're up big after a couple of periods, these guys see less shifts in the third period. So now you're worried about the guy not only getting on the ice, but then even getting a shot on goal. Draisaitl seems to hit, but he's up to like 155 as well too. If anything, I actually might look at somebody's going to get shots on goal for the San Jose Sharks, and it's normally Erik Karlsson. And that juice is only 145 on the minus 145 on the over 2.5. You know, and Carlson's a guy who's a big part of that offense. He's on every power play, of course, and he's on the number one line. So he's going to get his shots, or you would hope he's going to get his shots on goal. So maybe the Carlson one on the other side in case the Sharks really do show up tonight.
I definitely agree with that one quite a bit. And he's someone that, you picked him to win the Norris, and he's had a pretty good season despite the team he plays for. Let's jump right into the buy and sell segment here, guys. Every single week, I try and find a team to bet on, and I try and find a team to bet against. Of course, that is the buy and sell. And we had a great week last week. I'm pretty sure we're like 7-3 the last 2 weeks combined on the buy and sell team. So it's going pretty well here. These predictions are going pretty well. I mean, the teams that I'm betting on to lose are playing horribly. And the teams I'm betting on to win are going pretty well. So Colorado last week got the job done in a big way for me. Starting things off with my buy team for this week, I'm looking at the Winnipeg Jets, guys. I mean, I'm always looking at the schedules and trying to find some soft spots. And, you know, of course, that you really want to find, you know, opportunities where they're playing weaker teams. And I understand the odds might not be the best. So you might have to look at the puck line or regulation or team total and things like that here. But the schedule has not really been that friendly for Winnipeg until coming forward here this week. They have the Coyotes, they have the Ducks, Kings, Sharks, Red Wings. So the only real game I think they could lose in that span is against the LA Kings. And who knows, maybe the LA Kings drop one there. Winnipeg is still a really tough team in the Western Conference. So when I look at the schedule, I see a really rough one for the Winnipeg Jets. And then all of a sudden they have a little bit of a kind of a quieter patch of games against teams that are definitely winnable games. Coyotes, Ducks, I mean, they're pretty much checked out here. They don't have any playoff hopes, of course. And Winnipeg, they're trying to build themselves into a really good position. So I think they are definitely a bet on team for this week. Now, my sell team for this week might surprise some people, but my sell team is actually going to be the New York Islanders. This is a team that I was betting on for quite a while. I like the acquisition of Bo Horvat. The fact of the matter is, if you're a strength of schedule person, you look at that kind of stuff, it's pretty much the opposite of what I said against for the Winnipeg Jets. The Islanders have had it a lot easier recently. They've had some victories against teams they probably should take care of. And now they have the Maple Leafs on deck. They have the Devils on deck. They have the Lightning. They have the Sabres, who have been playing pretty well. To me, this is an Islanders team that's going to run into some trouble over this next week. I think you might get some good prices on their opponents. And I feel like this is a good time to fade them after they've kind of been impressing people recently. And I'll look the other way. So my sell team for this week is going to be the New York Islanders for this week. So looking forward to it. And last week I put my money where my mouth was and actually bet on these teams and faded the Islanders a lot more. And I do recommend, I got to give credit to Carmine, because Carmine actually got me doing this a lot more. Pretty much when we first met and started doing shows together about forecasting your plays, looking ahead of time. And even if you don't, you know, bet all of them, it's really nice to look towards the schedules, Carm, when you're looking at these. So I'll go to you for any thoughts you have on those and your best bet for today, Carm.
Yeah, a couple things before I get into obviously into my best bet. I definitely like the Winnipeg one because you mentioned that schedule, and none of those games are back-to-back situations. So it's even better for them having a day off in between, which is always good as well. And then for the Islanders, they're tough. Obviously, their schedule is tougher, but they have a tough back-to-back, I think, where the second one is against the Sabres, who still harbor hope of making the playoffs, but I don't think so. But they're still going to give the Islanders a tough time. And then they've got like a three games in four nights situation right after that as well, too. So it's a tough schedule for them. And you can, I think, fading them, you'll make money because they're going to be favored in some of those. So that first one against the Leafs is probably a bad one for them, because the Leafs are battling for that spot. Now, another quick note, two guys, two names, listen to these ones. From that 6-60 video, Kevin Bannister, and from today's chat, Russell Deck. That's Deck with an E, not with an I, okay? Russell Deck. So send a message over to our Puck Time Twitter account, and I will get you guys some T-shirts out, some Puck Time T-shirts. Now, as far as today, five plays loaded up, three plays, two player props. Wager Talk, $9 Mondays. So you get all five plays for $9. I've also got a promo, guys, a 30-day all access. We're on a great run. You'll see us on the leaderboard on the Wager Talk site. You can get $100 off the 30-day all access package with the code ALL100. So you'll get it for $199 instead of $299. And now my player prop. I'm going to go to the Florida game, the Florida-Detroit game. I'm going to go with Sam Reinhart, someone I've taken here before, over 2.5 shots on goal, -145, 16-4 over this shot prop of 2.5, his last 20 games. Definitely profitable, even at that VIG of 145. So Sam Reinhart, over 2.5 shots on goal, -145, is your show best bet.
Awesome stuff, Carm. Best of luck. You've been on fire with those player props. Over to you, Mr. Brian Leonard. Like I said, nice to have you here on a Monday, not just in your Thursday spot. What do you have for us? Not just in the NHL, what do you have going today across the board, and what's your best bet for the show?
All right. Well, I'm on three plays on three shows today. I'm talking hockey here. I'll be talking baseball on Wager Talk today, and I'll be talking college basketball on the college basketball show today. But We just talked about this game, San Jose and Edmonton, and Carmine like the favorite here, finding a way to play the favorite. I'm looking for a way to play the dog. Edmonton's won four straight home games. They won 5 of 6 overall. They just played the likes of Boston, Toronto, Dallas, and Seattle. They're coming into this game fat and happy, as Marco would say. They get a break in the schedule, play San Jose, and then they play Arizona before hosting the Golden Knights, team that's ahead of them in the playoffs right now, along with the Kings. So I think it's a major letdown spot for them right here. I can't see them getting up to play a San Jose team that they're in the division. They know San Jose struggled. San Jose's dropped 6 straight games. No doubt about it. They're not playing well. They've only scored a single goal in their last two contests. But they've been much better on the road than they have been at home. At home, they've been one of the worst home teams in the NHL. On the road, they won 4 out of the last 8 games straight up. San Jose's got a habit of blowing leads this year. We've talked about this in the past. Vancouver, Calgary, San Jose, Edmonton in the past have done the same thing. So I don't want San Jose in the game, but I do want them in the first period. I could get them here at plus 180 to win the first period. I'll take that here with San Jose, as I think Edmonton comes into this game a little bit fat and sassy, a little full of themselves. And in San Jose, if they're going to play this game at all, they'll come right out and play it in the first period. So hopefully I can get San Jose to win this first period, and then Carmack could come back and Edmonton could dominate the rest of the game. We could both be winners.
You got to love that. That's a good man right there. Best of luck with that one, Brian. Great price there on that play as well. Brian Leonard, wagertalk.com. You can find Carmine there and myself over at WagerTalk. One strong 4% play for me in the NHL. Anything else will be up later on in the afternoon. My best bet for the show, I already talked about it before, 23 goals. That's what the Florida Panthers have done in their last 5 games. 13 for the Red Wings. Their production has gone down in a big way. The Panthers are pushing for a playoff spot, pushing for some really great efforts out of their guys over the next few games, and this is definitely a winnable game. I'm going to take the regulation price to get this number down to a minus 115, and that will be my show best bet here on Puck Time. Florida Panthers in regulation in 60 minutes. Hopefully, we don't need overtime to cash this best bet. Carmine has Sam Reinhart over 2.5 shots on goal in that game for Florida, minus 145. And Brian with San Jose, first period, plus 180. Thanks so much for watching, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Each and every Monday and $9 Monday at both wagertalk.com
all right, take care,
and sportsmemo.com.
You as well.
All daily picks packages are priced at only $9, including 5% best bets, normally priced at $35. As an added bonus, any picks packages loaded early for overnight Tuesday or action during the week will also be priced at $9 until midnight on Monday. So make sure to take advantage of getting these $25 and $35 picks for only $9 before the clock strikes 12 and they return to regular price.